How are we doing today, Dean?
Good, man. How you doing?
Doing well. Just curious to follow up on the last one. What was your thoughts on the defensive performance against the Broncos?
Well, we got to get better than what we played against the Broncos. Got to play better. Got to coach better. Just got to do a lot of things better. We had some opportunities to make some plays, which could have really made a big difference in that game, and we fell short. And so we got to work to improve in that area. We got to get off the field a little better on third down. We've been doing okay in that, but we didn't do well enough. We had some opportunities on a couple tip balls that we got to come up with in those situations. And we certainly can't let people drive the length of the field on us. Both of them were aided by some penalties, which again is something that we were doing better early in the year, and we got to get back to that.
Dean, what was your impression of the way Gerard Mayo played, first came back since the season opener?
Well, I think, I was pleased from the standpoint that we had him back out there, and, he got to play, and it's always, when anytime when you come back after you've been off for a few weeks, that he did some good things and some things that, he'll improve on going forward. It just, the more you play, the better you feel, the more you get back into the groove of the whole defense and the package and everything that we're doing. And but it was great to see him back out there, that's for sure.
When he comes up with a forced fumble there, that's just like he hasn't missed a beat?
Well, I don't know if he can say he hadn't missed a beat. It was certainly a nice play and a big hit, and he did a nice job. But there, it's like anything else. We all missed a beat in that game at some point in time, me included. And I know Gerard. He works very, very hard at his profession, and he's going to do whatever he's got to do to get himself ready, like most of our players do, or all of our players, I should say. And so he'll improve each week, I believe.
Do you think that he'll take over or retake over the play calling duties this week?
We'll just wait and see. We usually during the week, be honest with you, there's three or four guys that we always work on doing the huddle calling. It really doesn't matter which guy's up there. In fact, there's some games we don't even have a huddle. So there's always three or four guys each week that I kind of pick out and work on it all week, and then we kind of decide at the end, who's going to actually be the guy out in front of the huddle. But that's kind of to be determined.
And when you have a team, you mentioned marching down the field. It seemed a lot of their marching was done on like 6 to 8 yard hitches. I mean, it seems like they have like a million of them. How can you break a team out of that rhythm, out of that short passing kind of game like the Broncos were doing?
Well, we needed to, we need to change up the coverage and stuff on them, and even maybe the front sometimes. With you just got to keep changing things up. You just can't sit in the same thing. And I'm not saying that we did. It's just that we came short on a couple of those plays that we just got to make. Doesn't matter whether we're in man coverage or in zone coverage. Every coverage can be a good coverage. Every coverage can be a bad coverage. There are certain strengths and weaknesses to every coverage. You hope you don't stay in anything long enough that anybody kind of figures that out. But at the same time, we just got to do a better job of playing the plays. And I got to do a better job even of maybe changing it up even more than what I did and to keep them more off balance. I mean, there was a couple times when, we had a good pressure. I remember one time with Will Hyde almost got to the quarterback, but Orton kind of got out of there to our left and threw a comeback, which is going to be, we're going to be a little light on that particular thing. But we didn't do a very good job of containing on the one side. So it was always kind of one thing or the other. It wasn't really any one particular person. It was all of us. And so we talked about that as a defense. We all have to do a better job of doing our job.
Dean, Tom Brady said as he sat there watching the game, he could, call out the plays and, he knew what was coming. If that was the case, I mean, defensively, did you guys have any similar recognition, or did they change up things? I knew they threw the wildcat or the wild horse, as they like to call it, at you right off the bat, but did they do anything to kind of, change things up to kind of disguise what they were doing?
Other than, I thought they did a nice job with that, the wildcat or whatever there at the beginning, of doing that a little different than what other people had. basically that part of it, though, the running part of it, really they gained 24 yards on five plays, and 12 of it was on the first play where we missed a tackle on the line of scrimmage. So that wasn't so much as when they shifted back to the regular formation to put the quarterback back under, and that was a good little touch by Josh to try to get us to check and then stay in the check. But again, I don't think that in the relative, in the big scheme of things, was a deciding factor. It was certainly, you know, we can play it better, but I don't think it was a deciding factor. The rest of the stuff is, they kind of like we do what we do, and they did what they did, and I don't think we were shocked or really surprised by a lot of the things they did. We just didn't play them well enough. We just need to play them better.
Dean, how will you approach this week in terms of preparing for Kerry Collins? Then you hear some chatter. Maybe there's Vince Young. I'm sure you'll be prepared for that possibility given where the Titans are at 0-5. How will you approach sort of splitting the time between those two preparation-wise?
Well, you gotta, you know, you each week you always prepare for not only the guy that's starting. You always look at the guy that is the backup and as a quarterback, or even maybe the third guy. Sometimes, okay, what would they do if it came to this guy playing? Would they change their offense a lot? Would they not change their offense a lot? Is the backup guy the same guy as the starting guy, same type of person, maybe just not as good, or is he radically different? And if he is, then, you know, you prepare each week for that, just like last week in Denver. If Orton wasn't the guy and Sims is the backup guy, they're similar, but Sims is a left-handed quarterback. Now, is that going to change the formations and the play calling by Josh to more of a left side? You know, if they boot, it's always things like that. Every week you prepare for the what-ifs that, you know, if the quarterback gets knocked out or out of the game and they have a backup in, how much drastically different will that change the offense? So I think you prepare, Mike, every week for that.
All right, guys, let's take one more question.
Dean, it's been out there that the team has worked out Junior Seau, had him in for a look. What would he mean if you could, you know, get him and add him to your defense?
I wouldn't be able to tell you that until I can add to the defense. I really wouldn't want to comment on anybody that I don't know yet is on the team. I don't really know what that situation is. I mean, that'd be something you'd have to ask Bill. I don't want to comment on somebody that is not a part of our team.
Can you comment on his contributions last year and what he meant to the team then?
Just like Teddy Bruschi, just like Mike Vrabel, like all those guys that have ever played, he was an integral part of a team. But I would say that again, like Bruschi and Mike and Rosie and all of them. I mean, I think the world of all those guys and loved having them all on the team. But as far as right now, I mean, I really it's hard for me to say anything about somebody that I don't know that is not on the team.
All right, guys. All right, Coach, thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you.